Titans. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, every now and then in medicine, a study comes out where the scientists tell each other, "Are you pooping me?" And the other scientist says, no, I'm not pooping you. Well, I mean, you know what they basically tell each other, but I can't say the exact word. Well, I guess obese diabetic patients have been found to live longer than skinnier diabetic patients. So if you are diagnosed with diabetes and you are obese, you have a better chance of living. I got to talk about this. We'll talk about some other stories, but, this is kind of interesting, and I hate to say it, I think it's kind of true. My skinnier diabetic patients don't seem to do as well as my diabetic patients have a little bit of a shake of the bake. All right? So this was studied at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. They say type 2 diabetic patients who are obese at the time of their diagnosis often live longer than those who are at a healthy weight. Now, just at the outset with that sentence, right, and thank heavens this article gave us a sentence we could read, right, you know, didn't have too many prepositions and subjects and verbs to confuse us, because sometimes, honestly, these medical reports, I mean, I need a college student to help me. Yes, I went to college, but that was many years ago. That kind of makes a little bit of sense, right? Think about it, right? We know about type 1 diabetes that kids get. We know about, and now we're starting to see some adults acquiring type 1 diabetes where you don't produce insulin. You have the type 2 diabetics who can produce insulin, but they have decreased sensitivity to the insulin, more resistance to it. And we see it with people of a greater weight. Remember I said there's an aggressive form of diabetes that is in a class all of its own, where a younger population in exponential speed starts having high blood sugars. And, you know, we throw one oral hypoglycemic agent at them and another, and it just doesn't seem to be working. And we give them insulin, but they're technically not a type 1. They're a type 2 diabetic. Now, if a skinny person walks in and has diabetes, something is just a little bit more ominous with that person. If you think about it, you know, the predictable overweight ones where you could watch their diet, tell them to quit eating less, tell them to exercise. You know, we can handle that. Yes, there's a lot of work to be done with our diabetics. By no means is it easy. But when I have a thinner person come in and I diagnose diabetes with them, I get a little kind of butterfly in my stomach, like, all right, my spidey sense starts to go off. Either they drink alcohol, either something happened to their pancreas, either, you know, some triad is going on with high cholesterol, high blood pressure. But when a slimmer person has diabetes, something just seems to be, in addition, not right. So this doesn't really surprise me. But when you guys hear about the article, you're going to be like, wait a second, obese patients live longer. I don't think that's what they're getting at. What they're getting at is somebody becoming diabetic when they're slim, a little bit more ominous. That's what I look at, okay? So anyway, researchers, they say, reviewed data. Sorry about that. That was smooth. From 5 different studies involving heart disease, the study included 2,600 adults in total, 293 of which were below the normal weight. They said they found non-obese patients were nearly twice as likely to die as their obese counterparts. My father was a diabetic, a mild diabetic, not overly thin, but, his BMI wasn't, that overweight. There's something to that. I agree. They say if you are normal weight, you may be at higher risk from diabetes, especially if your fitness status is not so good. It's not an issue of fatness. It could be an issue of fitness. The study was published in the Journal of America. I bet you didn't think researchers could write like that. That's pretty eloquent. It is not a matter of fatness. It could be an issue of fitness. It's pretty cool. That's pretty deep stuff. I know. Take that to a poetry reading. Anyway, study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. That makes some sense. That makes sense. But I have to tell you, the majority of my slimmer patients, now, not the ones that are getting that third type of diabetes I'm talking about, where you're young and you're aggressively having your blood sugar rise and you end up on insulin. I'm talking about my older individuals. When they come in and I start to notice their blood sugar rise and they wrote on their chart that they don't drink, and I'm like, really? They go, well, I don't want the insurance company to know. And I'm like, you drink, don't you? Yeah, a lot of my drinkers, they'll turn themselves into diabetics. So that's always something I need to watch out for. All right, so kind of interesting study with that. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Also in diabetes news before we move on, researchers were playing around with the tuberculosis vaccine, and they found a way to fight diabetes in type 1 diabetics. And type 1 diabetics are the ones who don't produce enough insulin. All right, something happened to the pancreas. They aren't producing enough insulin. Well, they found that when you give the tuberculosis vaccine, what it did is it killed the bad T cells that would, I guess, cause the immune response that's been hurting and keeping type 1 insulin diabetics from making insulin. They said they found type 1 insulin diabetics start producing insulin on their own. That was pretty cool stuff. So basically, the vaccine releases tumor necrosis factor. Tumor necrosis, as long as it doesn't go too high, it's okay. And they think the tumor necrosis factor fought the T cells that were harming the pancreas. All right? Back in 2001, they also studied mice. Same thing. And they found that the pancreas in type 1, pancreas isn't dead in type 1 diabetics. It just has difficulty producing insulin. There's something going on in the body. And if they could block the antibodies that are fighting the pancreas, such that your pancreas can make insulin on its own, pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 8, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,607. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,647.30, $823.65 for a half ounce, or $411.83 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,647.30, $823.65, and $411.83.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio for broadcasting the show. Big shout out to Trevor Oliver, really good guy, supporting my show all along. Thanks to you all for tuning in. When those of you kind of, go home later and, fool around on Facebook and poke and super poke and Farmville and befriend and defriend and all that other stuff, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show page and connect to it so I could give you guys up-to-date news as we get them. I have been avoiding, if you notice, I'm not doing any Olympics because I don't want to ruin it for people, just because I may hear about it 5 in the morning. Don't want to ruin it for you, for those of you that are watching it at 10 o'clock at night. So don't worry. You don't have to close your eyes and think I'm going to spoil anything when it comes to the Olympics. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Hey, Doc. It's Larry. I'm Hello. 43 years old, and I'm a truck driver. I do a lot of running. In fact, I run marathons and mini marathons and races like that. I'm on 20 milligrams good. Of lisinopril for high blood pressure. Heart disease runs in my family. I'm kind of concerned when I'm checking my heart rate, when I'm at rest, it goes to like, you know, 46, 47 beats a minute. And then, you know, when I'm just active every day, walking, doing my thing, it bumps up into the low 50s, mid-50s. With my heart at rest heart rate, should I be concerned that it's too low? Thanks. Bye.
No. Heart rates, here's the thing, you're a marathon runner. So if you're a marathon runner, it's very common for our athletes to be in the 40s. I had a patient today, he's heavy into weights, and from what I understand, he trains probably 6 days a week. His heart rate was 43. Now, we call that bradycardia. Brady means slow. Slow heart rate. Tachycardia is high heart rate. Normal heart rate, I prefer 65 to 80. I really like the 65 to 80. Some people say 70 to 80. Some people say 70 to 85. I'm pretty happy 65 to 80. If you're an athlete, however, you'll be in the 50s. You could even go down to the 40s. The lisinopril that you're on does not lower the heart rate. So you don't have to worry about the medication doing it. Now, if you're on a beta blocker, like atenolol, labetalol, propranolol, indrol, bistolic, those kinds of things could lower your heart rate. This is what I recommend to all my marathon runners, whether they have a low heart rate or not. Make sure you have a cardiologist look at your heart and do a stress test. All right. I know Obamacare, it's going to cost too much money. But honestly, you know, every now and then we hear these rare cases of marathon runners drop. Dropped out of a heart attack. Either they had a dilated heart, the heart couldn't handle it anymore, etc. I'm not recommending it because your heart rate so much is in the 40s. But usually, what we do if somebody has a low heart rate, we will test them to make sure they still have good cardiac output and they're still able to mount a good heart rate response when they need to. So what's nice about the treadmill test is you're running on the treadmill in front of the doctor or the tech. You're hooked up to the machine. They could see the heart rate. They could see the EKG. They could see how you're perfusing. So, no, it is not uncommon for a marathon runner to be in the 40s. That should be okay. All right. I'm surprised you have high blood pressure. You need lisinopril to begin with, to be honest. I mean, wow. So, but I think all athletes should have a cardiologist take a peek at them. Why not? Why not? Okay? But no, not much to worry about. Okay. Some more people are unhappy about some things with the Affordable Health Care Act. You know how children are covered on parents' insurance policies until they're 26? Well, I guess some parents are upset because it's not covering pregnancy. Remember, the more you ask, the less you shall receive. Okay, yeah, you got your kid on your plan, but may not be covering pregnancy. So we have a story here where Wendy Klein learned that her 17-year-old daughter was 4 months pregnant. She took her 17-year-old to the doctor for prenatal care. The insurer denied the claim, citing that the employer's policy does not cover maternity care for dependents. She said, at that point, my jaw hit the floor. Her jaw didn't hit the floor when she found out her 17-year-old was pregnant. Then, okay, so her jaw hits the floor when she finds out insurance wasn't covering it. She did not know how we were going to pay for this. Klein asked her company, a medical equipment retailer, to change its policy, but company officials turned the 26-year-old veteran employee down. She's, yeah, of course they are. Of course. Meaning she was working there for 26 years. She goes, you work all your life and pay these premiums, then you ask for help, and you can't get any. It's unfair. Well, of course. I mean, it is unfair. I agree with you. Remember, all right, whatever the Affordable Health Care Plan demanded from insurance companies, that's what they're going to give. And now we're going to see story after story after story ad nauseum on how all these little loopholes are going to come out. And people are going to say, well, whoa, wait a second, wait a second. Well, what about maternity coverage? We didn't demand it from the insurance companies. Remember, the insurance companies will give what they were demanded and don't expect them to give much else. Now, many pregnant women could qualify for Medicaid. I know in Southern Nevada we have Baby Your Baby. So there are other things that she could do. They say thus far her daughter's pregnancy has been uneventful. Doctor visits and lab work have been about $300. Dad took out a $2,000 loan. You see, how did the Affordable Health Care Act solve everybody's problems? No, it didn't. See, I told you guys, you know, we had some callers say, Doctor, I'm sorry, you know, whatever the health care bill gives us, it's better than what we have now. I don't know. I think we had more maternity coverage than we're going to do now. I mean, are you guys sure about that? Yes, I think there's going to be a group of individuals who are going to benefit from the Affordable Health Care Act. Absolutely. I think so. But I think many of you are going to see that more and more is being excluded. And, yeah, your 17-year-old daughter that gets knocked up may not be covered by the Affordable Health Care Plan. No, but I thought Obama was king. All right. Again, it wasn't thought through. And now, as it comes out to play, we're seeing more and more. A very sad case. Apparently, a man is suing Wells Fargo because he said the company fired him because his daughter's terminal cancer cost too much. He was fired, he claims. He was one of Wells Fargo's mortgage brokers. His name is Giovanni Gonzalez. Was fired 3 days before a costly scheduled operation to stave off his daughter's cancer. Well, we understand she did die. Operation was canceled, but it looks like a charity came in and helped pay for Mr. Gonzalez's Cobra. Now, the lawsuit was filed just last week in Florida. Claims America's fourth largest bank sacked him in 2010, 3 days before the surgery. The suit claims that the procedure and treatment were canceled because she was no longer covered by the health insurance, which was, I believe, under United Healthcare. What we understand, a charity came in, helped him pay for his Cobra. All right. Okay, so what does this tell us? All right. Whether we had the Affordable Health Care Act or not at the time, what it tells us is your employer has too much control over your medical destiny. You know, this is a problem that I don't know how to address because I definitely don't want the government stepping in and we don't want to go towards socialized medicine. But I don't like the employer being that involved in intimate medical decisions such as this. The employer probably was dealing with rate hikes, who knows, allegedly. Didn't want to deal with the cost. I mean, it's sick to think if that's really what happened. All right. He claims that's why he lost his job, because of the expensive cancer treatment. All right. This puts employees in a very perilous, vulnerable position. You have a child with cancer. You get canned. Cobra doesn't pick up quick enough, or you can't afford Cobra. All right, did the Affordable Health Care Act solve this problem? Remember, I keep saying this every single day. Not only do we have a problem of people not having health insurance, but one of the more ensuing problems that we've been dealing with and what put us into this crisis is no one's able to keep. We aren't able to keep our health insurance. He had health insurance. Get canned. Now, the recession was going on in 2010. Right. I mean, people were getting canned left and right. But we don't have a system where you can effectively and inexpensively keep your insurance. Your employer has so much control. This is something we need to change. And it wasn't changed by the Affordable Health Care Act. In fact, it forced employers to be more involved. Too involved, if you ask me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
pH today. Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we move on from this, we were talking prior to the break, that there was a gentleman who worked for Wells Fargo, and he is suing them because he claims they fired him in 2010, 3 days before his daughter, who was dying of terminal cancer, was going to have an expensive surgery. Now, luckily, a charity came in to help him purchase Cobra. From what we understand, she still unfortunately didn't make it. But he claims that he was fired because of the expensive costs that his daughter had already accrued for health care, et cetera. Now, you know, as an employer, I mean, and he may be right, he may be wrong, but this really uncovers a huge issue, and it's the same issue I've been bringing up, but I don't think Washington sees it or even cares. You know, how your life is basically in your employer's hands. Your medical destiny is in your employer's hands. You get fired, whether it's a recession, whether it's a depression, whether the employer doesn't like you, you get fired and you lose your health insurance. That is something we need to change. Right? There is no benefit to us long term to having our employer, right, hold our health care hostage. And I'm an employer also. All right? We went through a very different situation where we had two nurses at a time with cancer. Now, insurance, the rates weren't going to go up during the process. They were going to go up at the next fiscal quarter, but they were going to go up no matter what. I mean, as an employer, if I were that type of employer, firing them wouldn't have made a difference. Your rates are going to go up because they look at what was spent previously. So the only, if you were going to fire somebody because of insurance rates going up, it would be more out of spite. You know, you aren't saving money. Because for us, having had two nurses that went through cancer treatment, both lived. Luckily, you know, one was a breast cancer, one was a thyroid cancer. They made it. Everything was fine. But that actually hurt our premiums for years. We were at the max rate and it wouldn't change. So to fire somebody 3 days before a surgery, my thing with this is it really wouldn't matter because you have that contract with the insurance company. The insurance company has to cover it and then they could up the rates if they want. Now an insurance company could drop you. I will say we were uninsurable for a very long time. When our rates spiked and we tried to find another insurance, those two employees with cancer did, because of the past, prevent us from getting health insurance, which is a whole other issue in and of itself. So it kind of doesn't make sense to fire the employee because, you know, the damage was already done. The only reason to do that would be for spite, which doesn't make any sense. Okay, at a big company like this, how would they even notice? So who knows? Maybe he was fired because he was fired. And coincidentally, this issue was going on, you know, and who knows? Maybe he could make a case. So I don't know where this is going to go. But what's valuable in this horrible, tragic story, if there's any silver lining to it, is it resurfaces the issue of your employer could fire you at any time and you can't get the life-saving treatment that you need. Thank God there's charities out there. Thank God we have newspapers, we have people in the media, we have TV stations where if you have a sick child, you know, maybe they could help you. And they could try to help you raise money and people can maybe make events. And, you know, I've gone to many of these events where somebody was dying of cancer and we tried to get money together, you know, to help. And it's, you know, luckily sometimes, you know, human nature really kicks in and we see the beauty of human nature. And, you know, sometimes we don't, unfortunately. But don't rely on charities to always be there if this is a continuing thing. I think it's extremely dangerous to be in a situation where you have medical issues and you're employed. I don't know how you could sleep at night. I mean, the recession's not over. I don't care what people say. I mean, maybe certain parts of the country, they're doing well and good. I hope so. But where I live, no. We still have people uninsured. We still have people with no spending money, no retirement money, and they can't afford health insurance. I mean, what we need to be concentrating on is the ability for you to purchase your own health insurance plan. So nobody could fire you. Nobody could fine you. Nobody could tax you. How do we come up with insurance plans that you can individually go and purchase? I don't know if these health insurance exchanges and all this other stuff that's happening supposedly was well thought out enough to be practical. Because, again, if an insurance company was able to insure you inexpensively, right? If they were able to insure you for $100-$200 a month easily as a private patient, right? I think with this capitalistic society that we have, there would have been some companies advertising that. But the ones that were advertising $99 a month, what did they cover? Jack diddly squat. Because once you have diabetes, once you have high cholesterol, once you need a surgery, they lost their money. $99 a month, how does that company make their money back? How do they break even? And I apologize if this is an issue and it sounds like I'm repeating myself, but more and more you're going to see these stories come into play where people lost their job and they didn't have insurance, and what can we as a society do about it? Passing the Affordable Health Care Act and the Supreme Court saying, yeah, this is fine, go ahead and do it, doesn't solve the problem. All right, if my patients have health insurance through their job, there is no stability to that. There is no longevity. And if you, God forbid, have a condition and you need to hold on to that health insurance tight, it sounds like you need to hold on to your job tighter. And it doesn't sound like we have control over our jobs. You know, I mean, when we read the story about the woman who worked for a company, she was under her employer's insurance. Daughter gets pregnant at age 17. She finds out she can't insure her daughter. We were talking about this before the break. She's a 26-year veteran with the company. Now, that's amazing, right? But she was upset that working for a company 26 years, there's no extra goodies. There's no extra favoritism. There used to be, right? Remember, you'd work for a company, right? You'd have a pension plan, and you'd have health insurance for life. Does Hughes Aircraft do that? I think Hughes Aircraft employees, once you leave, there was health insurance, etc. I don't know. There's certain companies that used to do that for people who worked for them in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. No more. Your 26-year term at a company can actually put you behind the eight ball. A, you're older. B, you're probably making more than the average rookie getting hired. Three, you may expect more. I don't know what's going to happen to this woman. I don't know what's going to happen to her 17-year-old daughter. But for all of you out there that thought, oh, everything's going to be okay now, the affordable health care law was passed, no, it's not. And I need you all to think, if there's going to be a situation where you're going to need to take medical leave and there's going to be an expensive surgery, and you know, don't expect that your employer will keep you. That's what we can learn from this. And even if Wells Fargo had nothing to do with the girl and her surgery, and they just fired the father because he wasn't doing a good job, or it was the recession, et cetera, whatever. All right. The fact remains, somebody got fired and lost his coverage 3 days before there needed to be an expensive surgery. And that's not the first time this has happened. Because I have heavy patients come in all the time. I'm like, oh, how did the knee replacement go? Right? Did the tumor get removed? No, I lost my job. I don't have insurance. I hear that every day. No, I lost my job. I don't have insurance. Then maybe we shouldn't connect insurance to the job. All right. We're going to hit some medical headlines. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. All right, so I guess, this is interesting, a scientist at Manchester University found that potato juice, or a supplement from potato juice, could help cure stomach ulcers. Potato juice sounds a little disgusting, okay, so hopefully I don't have to say that too much more. But they say scientists at Manchester University have discovered potatoes contain unique antibacterial molecules that can treat the condition. Now remember, some ulcers are caused by H. pylori, a bacteria. This is some cool stuff. All right. Of course, they call it potato juice, but I don't want to say because that makes me sick. Okay. All right. So it led to a discovery of a key molecule which could both cure and prevent the bacteria that lives in the stomach and cause stomach ulcers and heartburn. Now they want to develop products of this. Unlike antibiotics, the stomach bacteria cannot develop resistance to this potato juice, and the potato juice has no side effects. Now, why can't you just eat potato? Why do you have to drink it? The process to extract the yet unnamed molecule, or they'll come up with a name, has now been patented, with hopes it could one day be sold as a supplement similar to probiotic yogurt drinks. Again, why can't you just eat the potato? Do we really have to start getting the companies involved in charge of eat potatoes? Ian Roberts, professor of microbiology at the Faculty of Life Sciences, the FALASA, who worked on the discovery, said one of our scientists was having Sunday lunch when her boyfriend's grandma said they used to use potatoes to cure stomach ulcers. Afterwards, she went and bought a bag of King Edward's potatoes from a shop and started testing them in the lab. My guess is this was in England. All right, and then, all right, so we heard about that. And then what does he do with it? Let me see. Okay, no, they're not really telling us too much about how they're doing it. They're probably keeping it a secret. How much of it is a secret? You talk about potato juice. I don't know. I mean, if you really think about it, we only seem to get the heartburn when the potatoes were fried, when the potatoes were peppered, you know, and salted and, you know, oh, I love breakfast potatoes. I love, mix it with the egg, throw a little bit of chicken, seasoned chicken, right? Throw some cheese on it. I know that would give me heartburn. But if you really think about it, just plain potato. Potatoes are a lot healthier than you think. Right, a lot of potassium, a lot of vitamins. It's just what we do to the potato is an issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about Propecia. This is a medicine, finasteride, that we use for baldness. And they're finding, in addition to sexual side effects with this medication, issues with orgasm, issues with erectile function, libido, that it causes depression. And it can cause depression long-term after it stops. So, this isn't the first time we brought it up. We've talked about depression and Propecia before. But for those of you that had taken the medication in the past, you stopped it for some reason, and you're kind of in a funk, that could be an issue. So just look into it, discuss it with your doctor. I'm not sure what we could do about it at that point, you know, if you took the medication, but it's just something that kind of shows that, you know, what we think has a positive effect on us, right, maybe causing us to lose our hair, there may be a little bit of a smack in the back of the head as a result. I remember, you know, bald guys are sexy. Honestly, I never recommend a patient go and, you know, try to have the hair restored, etc. I think baldness is just as sexy as not. I mean, Yul Brynner, right? The guy from X-Men, right? Sexy. Okay. Now, what's not so sexy are these city names. Did you know that there's a city called Toad Suck Park? Apparently, there's a list of the most unfortunate town names in the U.S. There's a city called Monkey's Eyebrow. There's a city, Belchertown. I think that city is in Maryland. I need to double check. Let me see. There's a city, Hooker, Climax, Boring, but Toad Suck made the top of the list. Toad Suck is in Arkansas. Any of you guys from Toad Suck that listen to the show? I wouldn't mind. Okay, Monkey's Eyebrow is in Ballard County, Kentucky. What else do we have here? That would be kind of interesting to see if there's any depression in people that have to live in Toad Suck. I think it's great. I honestly would be a happy person. I'd be giggling those. I'd be proud. I mean, Elephant Butt in New Mexico, No Name in Colorado, Who'd Thought It in Texas, a city called Who'd Thought It. Climax is in Georgia. There's a boring Oregon. let me see here. I guess there's another boring in Maryland, from what I understand. Belchertown is in Massachusetts. Assawoman. Assawoman is in Maryland. Hooker made fourth on the list in Oklahoma. Roachtown, Illinois, was in seventh place. Squabbletown, California. No, I think I agree. Toads suck. Should be number one. I think that's wonderful. But honestly, I think I would want to live there. I really do. I think I would, you know, you need to giggle. Giggling is so therapeutic. I think you need to giggle. Okay, now some of you guys may want to take advantage of this. I guess American Airlines has an airport luggage type of service where I think they're going to be charging at least $30, where American Airlines passengers could have their luggage shipped to their hotel or from where they're flying. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is not because I want to do a commercial for American Airlines by any means, but I am sick and tired of seeing people blow a disc when they lift things in their back, with their back. And many of us try to make that 50-pound limit. All right, my husband was doing it the other day. We had four suitcases, 50 pounds. Of course, he didn't lift them all at once, 200 pounds. But lifting a 50-pound awkward suitcase, you could blow your disc. All right? And I want us all to be a little bit smarter with our backs. Now, I don't like to have somebody help me. I would not want to pay for a service to have somebody deal with my luggage and take it to the hotel. All right? I'm 41. I still want to do the things I did when I was 20s. I was very strong. I was even able to lift some of my friends. I mean, I had friends who were guys, and some of them were 5'4", and I could lift them up. I'm a very strong person. I taught weightlifting. I taught, aerobics and stuff, and I'm still as feminine, right? Don't I seem pretty feminine to all y'all? I'm pretty feminine. Of course I am. Now, however, I hate to recommend this, but I think for a lot of us, even if you're in your 20s, if you don't have to lift anything heavy, maybe let it pass. If they have a service and American Airlines can use dollies and then use dollies to get into the car, so I don't want their employees to hurt themselves, this may be something to take advantage of. I know a lot of you don't lift TVs. I know a lot of you don't move furniture on a regular basis, but I see you all at the carousels. And I cringe at the baggage claim lines watching you all try to carry and lift. It's miserable. And by the way, Allegiant Air went to 40 pounds. So for those of you, I don't know where it is on the website, but the last time I flew Allegiant Air, not bad. It was a good flight, and, you know, it was cheaper than others. But they said August 1... actually, even earlier in the summer, they went to 40 pounds. So don't be trying to load up a 50-pound suitcase because you are going to have to pay for it. But even 40 pounds is a lot of weight. So try to spare the back. All right? Ask anybody who blew a disc if they could have done it differently, what would they have done? And they probably would have said I would have played less football, played less rugby, maybe not done soccer, I don't know, not lifted those weights, over pushed myself. But once you have back pain, once you blow that disc, it's very difficult to recoup. So I don't know. Like I said, you know, maybe this luggage service, it might be worth it. I don't know. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fox 5 News Local had interviewed me on dehydration because a lot of us have been having horrible summers. Please make sure you guys hydrate. And I know many of your water bottles are getting hot in the car. Get a little cooler. Throw some ice into it. All right? But be loaded up with water throughout this summer. We'll talk more about it later. You all take care and God bless. Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems. system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.